Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is called out on strikes. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards the mound. Whitehill juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitehill. Shealy moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shealy tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Blue reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavener tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Bassler and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney throws to second for one, and O'Rourke throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Shealy moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wingo scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. Shealy moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Shealy scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jess Doyle now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bassler hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Shealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Falk throws the ball into Cobb, who tags Cobb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Rourke scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's White Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Hooper steals second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Calm bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Calm for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener has Hooper trapped. There's the throw to Basler and over to Haney, who tags Hooper for the out. Schalk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maw still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Johnny Noon pinch runs for Jess Doyle. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-4 in the game. Haney strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. O'Rourke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.